Houston.
WSD8380 monitoring.
Selfridge Radio is worth in a day. About a radio check on this fine evening. Good morning. WRY-R503 listening.
WSAX-712 on air and monitoring.
Dispatcher, call it, who's monitoring. This is WRY-R503.
503, this is WSAX-712. Morning to you. Hopefully it's a beautiful morning where you're at. I know in Westland where I am at is currently nice, a little bit brisk, but I am okay with this weather.
Okay, I didn't catch where you're at. Whereabouts are you?
I am in Westland, Michigan.
Roger, I'm at I-66 and Van Dyke Avenue, which would be center line.
Yep, copy that. Very familiar with that. We actually moved from Warren to Westland about 7 months ago.
Roger, roger. So how do you like Westland compared to this area?
To be honest, I hate to say it, I love it a lot better, as the people over here are a lot friendlier than some of the folks over in Warren. However, with that said, Warren did have its pros as well.
Yeah, it's pretty much the way things go. I've been down in this area for the last 5 years. My father had cancer, and I had to come down here and put him in the hospice at home, and so I could give him his wish to die at home. The end result was that I just lost my mother now. The whole family is disappearing on me. So it's been a bit of an ill-fated adventure being down here.
Copy on all that, and my condolences to you for the loss of your family members on that. I know that definitely is a hard one. I know it's going to go without saying, but none of us are getting older, and it's one of those unfortunate things in life. Hopefully, everything went as peacefully as it could be, and I mean that again with sincere sympathies to you and your family.
I appreciate it. I'm not much of an emotional person. I just deal with life as it comes, and lost my brother, lost my mother, lost my dad, my sister's got cancer, and now I just found out that I have it back in February.
Copy on that, and I am sorry to hear that. Hopefully it is beatable, but I'm not 100% sure how to go with that. Best I can say is I lost my mother about 5 to 6 years ago to pancreatic cancer, but hopefully it, doesn't run too strong in our family for that aspect. But again, I fully sympathize for you, and I'm sorry to hear that news.
Yeah, it is what it is, and they lived a good life. I mean, they were almost 90 years old, both of them, when they died.
Copy on that. Over.
I'm from the northern Michigan, just south of the bridge. I live not too far from Indian River, in the north end of the Pigeon River Country State Forest.
Gotcha on that. Originally I am from Hawks, Michigan, over there by Rogers City, Michigan. Since you're from that rough region, I believe you might know where that's about. Yeah, I moved up there about 1990, and I've been living up there ever since until the last 5 years down here, but I'm ready to go back. Yeah, I pretty much grew up there until I was turned 18 into my 19, and joined the military, got out of the country for 5 years, came back and moved down here. So that's where my mom at the time was, housed up with her until I could get on my own 2 feet, married, had a son, currently in Westland. We're actually looking to move more into the country range, looking to go west, maybe north some, but I really like my job, so it's one of those catch-22s. And for purposes, WSAX 712. Roger, WRYR 503. I wish I made these call letters a little simpler. But, anyways, I can't wait to get back up there. I just put in an alarm system and a camera system up there at my place so I can keep an eye on things until I get out of here and get up there. Yeah, I can copy on that. The wife and I were looking for, my minimum is 3 to 5 acres, idealistically 10 plus acres. Build our house, go from there and live the life that we want to live, go onto the homestead, get off grid as much as we can within reasoning, and be self-sustaining. Over. Roger. Near the Wolverine area, it's a lot more reasonable for property, and it's a lot of wooded areas, and I've been going over there since the 60s, so my love has always been for the wilderness. Yep, copy on all that, and I've had the same, and I want to teach my son that, and started already getting him into hunting and fishing, and I need to get him out into the woods more. He loves going up to the stepfather's property up there in Hawks, and we go out on ventures with four-wheelers, stuff like that, so he seems to have a good interest in it, so I want to keep it going. Yeah, I like the whole idea of being self-sufficient. I retired a few years back, and before all this stuff got started here. So I'm trying to bide my time and so I can get this place sold and get out of here and go back.
Yep, good copy on that. I'm hoping in another couple of years we'll be able to get into the country life. That gives me enough time to pick up more solar panels to get what my dream is and then go from there. Over.
Roger. Yeah, solar panels are okay. Micro hydro if you have a stream or a river in area. Of course, the wind power sometimes makes it.
Yeah, copy on all that. Definitely is. Solar is primary. Wind is going to be my secondary, and of course, if I do have access to hydro, that would be taken over primary, because that's more consistent than solar, obviously between day-night cycle, summer versus winter. Wind, depending, obviously, it just literally depends on the wind, and then if there's too much, you can damage. If there's too little, you don't ever get the charge. So it's one of those back and forth things. Overall, at the end of the day, it also comes down to your storage.
Well, looking at the wind power, I used to be in the late 70s. I was involved in micro hydro, wind, and solar, selling them and putting them in. Then, of course, the oil companies came in and bought up a lot of the equipment. Manufacturing, so, but I don't know. I the place I have right now, I'm doing a little bit of passive solar on it. I've got solar panels ready to go, but I prefer the passive solar. If you do it right,
and get the sun coming into the building at the right angle and, you know, reflecting off of a wall that reflects it back into the rest of the house, that type of deal.
Yep, good copy on all that, and that's good information. I'll definitely make sure to maintain a lot of that, too. Still, you know, one of those experimenting as I go, been working on it for the last, about 12-ish years on varying different degrees of stuff, but it's working out at all. There's a lot of placement and idealistic settings and everything in between, so we go from there. Over.
Yeah, the place I found is 10 acres on an elevated, you know, tract of land. So I'm an amateur radio operator also. I've been doing that for 20 years. And I'm going to put up a tower up there, and hopefully when I get back, I'll have the winter done before the next winter.
Yeah, good on that one. I'm actually studying right now for my ham license, working on going to get that so that I can extend even further, obviously, than GMRS, but it's going to be happening in that regards as well. Over.
Yeah, I got my missions license. I passed the test for that, but didn't have the time. We had planned to do both tests the same day. So that didn't work out, so I had to schedule another test down here. And that's what I did. I came down here to do the test over in Royal Oak, and then I went back up there to where I was living in near Boyne Mountain. And now I just want to get a couple towers put in, or one tower at least, and since I already got about 60, 70 feet of elevation just on the property, that'll give me a good start.
Yeah, that'll definitely give you a good start, and then I naturally presume you've already got it figured out on if you're going to put a mast in or anything like that, right?
I didn't hear the what. You got a what?
Oh, my apologies. Sometimes this fades a little bit in and out. I'm going to assume you already figured out with your property if you're going to be putting up any type of antenna mast as well or some type of a tower, right? If I understood that correctly?
Well, I have three mast systems right now, but I want to consolidate that into a better system that's a little bit higher. Basically, where I'm standing, you know, next to the house, I can see the treetops for quite a ways.
That's a good thing to have, especially with the higher elevation working in your favor. I know it gets a little bit tricky up in between, what is it, Hillman, I think it is, and Hawks, where Hillman's got the lower elevation, but Hawks has a higher elevation, so I always fade in and out right in that area, GMRS strictly only. But ham, hopefully I can bring that up where I can bump it up a couple of notches as well. But it's still all in the process and stuff, too.
Okay, whatever that was. Yeah, it's. I also have a valley inside the property, right in the center of the 10 acres, which makes it nice because I can hang a double G5RV across it and use that 60-foot drop underneath the antenna as a way to propel the signal into the, you know, cloud burner status.
That kind of similar to like a satellite dish almost, or a dish setup where you refract it down to go up or vice versa, where it's coming up, it'll bounce down and come back up. Is that what that's kind of like?
I missed about half of what you said because your signal was waving real bad. basically, your wavelength to the ground should exceed the distance. So if you have 135-foot wavelength, let's say, for example, you know, like 80 meters, you want that much distance between the ground and the antenna, which is going to be a horizontal antenna in that case. Okay, I gotcha. I'm following you now on that. I'm still learning on it. I got a nice little nano, I think it's a VNA or a VBA, something like that, for analyzing your antenna, making adjustments, something like that. I've been just got it a few days ago, so I've been kind of messing around with my GMRS antenna so I can figure it all out watching YouTube. The good old YouTube has helped me out quite a bit, but this information definitely helps me because that's just going to broaden my spectrum later down the road. Yeah, I've got a 11.98 dB gain antenna from Comet, the dual band UHF VHF. When I get up there again, I'm going to put that up and have it with that kind of dB gain at that height up there. It's going to definitely get out a lot better than the antenna I have out there now. Good information. Can I get that antenna name again that you were referencing? I'm sorry, run that by me again. That's all good information. Can I get the antenna name? I think you said a name of an antenna, or was it that you're making your own? Because I'm actually taking notes on this, so down the road. It's made by Comet, like a celestial body flying through the through the atmosphere, but it's a Comet, C-O-M-E-T, and I can give you the model number if you get wait about 30 seconds.
Oh, absolutely, I can wait 30 seconds.
Looks like it's a GP9, Nancy Charlie Adam.
Can you say that one more time for me?
It's Golf. Let me see. Let me go over here and look at it. That's a GP, like George Fox. Nancy Charlie Adam. Sorry, I use law enforcement phonetics also, so sometimes I switch back and forth.
Gotcha on that. I'm military guy, so that sounds like, uh-oh, here we go. But plain English sometimes works the best if we got the similar understanding, so I definitely got that. And if I may ask, what space station do you utilize, if you know?
This is a base antenna, if that's what you're asking. As far as the radio here, it's that little Midland 12 watts.
Good copy on that. That's a base antenna. And did you say that was a Midland 12 watt radio?
It's part of their what they call their micro series. It's a little thing. I can cover the whole radio with my hand and make it disappear. I think it's, I can't remember.
Well, you don't have to get the model number on that. I can research on that. I just threw me off with a 12 watt. I was going, thinking in my head, wow, that's actually a little bit under power, I would think. But if you use an amplifier with the adjustable gain, from what I was researching with my little antenna analyzer yesterday in YouTube, you can make those adjustments to get the optimal output on the antenna. Over.
Yeah, I got this radio because it was reasonably priced. It was $164. And that came with the antenna, the mic, everything. So it's okay. I
one of the things I am concerned about is how warm it gets. I haven't seen it that much, and I've got my hand trying to put it on top, and boy, it's hot.
Copy on that. Is that a, if it is a 12-volt radio, being that I am I'm an ambulance mechanic, I can definitely tell you I've run into issues where we have installed microfans or computer fans in conjunction with our 800 megahertz radios to keep them cooler during the day. Just, you know, yeah, hopefully you got this clear signal. I'm not too sure. Over.
800 APCO 25, yeah. It's, I don't know, it's kind of warm. I did put in my, I have a Kenwood TMV 71 Alpha, and it's had a little bit of a heating problem from the factory. I found a guy that online that replaced his fan that was originally with the radio to a new higher velocity fan that did a far better job of keeping it cooled down.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes. We all wind up figuring out how to make it run more proficient than the manufacturer does, but that's what works in our favor too. Definitely look into that, even just a smaller computer fan, especially if it's got ribs on top, you can actually take and put, you know, I'll say for better terms, double-sided tape, but use the quality stuff, not the crap stuff. But it'll definitely go, and then if you just tap it into your 12-volt or 24-volt system, they have fans for multitude of voltages or step-down converters. Just depends on how far you want to go. Over.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices out there for GMRS. In the 1970s, I was using GMRS. I was involved in training Schutzens, if you know what those are.
Yeah, I am not familiar with what those are, but I do know a couple of ham operators that are with the Community Emergency Response Team of Warren, and we've had these conversations before, and from what I also understand, it sounds like rules have changed from back then to current, to where it used to be, I believe, 5 watts, as they told me, was the max output, and now we can go 50 watts on the GMRS. Just curious if that is true to you, the best of your knowledge.
Schutzhund, it's a German term for a very well-trained dog that has basically the same type of training as law enforcement dogs. They every once in a while hold a meet out there in Belleville, and I've been training dogs since 1973, law enforcement and military, as a sideline, and German Shepherds are, you know, obviously the primary on that, but I've trained Dobermans and Rottweilers also.
A good copy on all that, and thank you for your training on those, because those dogs are very highly intelligent, and I know there's a lot of training that goes into get them to do it, and what they do and how they do their particular specialties. Over.
Yeah, it was a thing I had. It came naturally. When I was a school kid, I used to go to school and come home, and the dogs used to follow me. And I have no idea why. I never interacted with them. My mother tried to accuse me of bringing them home, but it wasn't the case. And she found out by trying to spy on me one day. She watched me walk down the road and back towards the house, and she saw dogs come out of and come follow me, and she was baffled.
Good copy on that. Just say natural alpha male right there then. Over.
Yeah, that's what some people but I don't know. Things happen. Sometimes you just can't explain it.
Yep, I agree with that one. And for purposes, WSAX 712.
And my ham call, if you get your ticket, is November 8, Juliet, Whiskey Bravo, NAJWB. You'll find out that the JWB are my initials, so I went with the vanity call. But anyway, WRYR503 on this radio.
Good copy. I definitely know your GMRS. Just to confirm, your ham was Nancy 8 Juliet Whiskey Bravo.
November 8 Juliet Whiskey Bravo.
Good copy on that. If I acquire my, well, not if, when I acquire my ham license, I'll definitely see if I can reach out on that end. Worst case scenario, just one of these. Monitor the network that we're on, and we'll go from there, too. Over.
Yeah, the amateur network is a little behind. You know, some of them are starting to use the intranet to connect repeaters, which is nice. I'd like to see them do like they did out in the western side of the state all the way up into, where was that? Just northeast of Boyne Mountain, they had a repeater out there. There was network to Grand Rapids.
So good copy on that, and also a heads up on that. I'm going to guess you maybe have not heard. Apparently, there are states starting to crack down on using the internet as part of the repeater system. It's been a little bit of a talk to the GMRS community over the last couple of weeks, wondering if repeaters are going to be shut down because there are certain states that are banning the use of internet integrated repeater systems. Over.
I'd be willing to bet that's going to wind up in a lawsuit because the state does not have a right to regulate federal communications activities, so it's going to be interesting.
It will definitely get interesting for sure. I know there's additional ham operators that are GMRS operators that are on this net for sure, because it's been brought up and asked. A couple of the repeater owners have been inquired as far as, you know, hey, what's the status? Do you think we're going to lose our repeater system? Followed by, we don't, you know, our GMRS does not utilize that, so it's not at risk. However, it's also one of those being very closely followed by the ham operators and not currently commenting because they're going to see what happens and how it affects, et cetera, et cetera. So it's an interesting one.
It's going to be interesting. I can guess what political entity is running those states. They like to put their hands in everything that belongs to them. The states don't pay for internet. You know, we do. And it's provided to us by demand. So if they're going to ruin that, it's going to be interesting. A lot of people will get thrown out of office over it.
Good copy on that one, because like I said, it's definitely been a little bit of the buzz of the community here over the last couple of weeks on it, but there's not really been too much further info as far as Michigan goes, but we have learned, or I have heard, that a couple of the outlying states have banned the use of internet ham repeater systems, if I understood it correctly. Over.
I don't know. You know, government likes to touch everything that doesn't belong to them.
That's because they can't, to a degree, regulate, control, and tax it to make monetary profit gains.
Of course, and we've seen it time and time again, but hopefully the people finally just say, we've had enough of your meddling.
Yeah, that's definitely a good copy on that. I keep saying, you know, in my back of my own head and to my wife, we're pretty much almost on that brink of almost a second civil war coming up around the corner, but I'm not going to talk about it. I don't believe I should talk about it. That's my own opinion and my opinion alone, and I'll leave that alone at that. Over.
Well, I mean, you have a right to say what you want to say. You're not hurting anybody, so I'm all about freedom of expression and freedom of speech, but lately it's gotten ridiculous. I try to watch this political crap going on, and boy, they just can't stop telling lies about a certain candidate.
Yes, and I agree with that statement as well. But anyway, I'm glad we have the GMRS MI network set up. I think MI6, I believe it is, or MI8 network that's set up. And I always make it a point to shout out to anybody of those guys listening on the repeater system that we definitely thank you for putting these up along Michigan. And hopefully in the near future, I'm going to get one set up in Westland area to expand it out, but not quite there because I want to work on my ham license first. Over.
Sorry, that's my other radio that kicked in. Yeah, I'm going to, on the property, that's one of the reasons for the tower is I want to put up a GMRS repeater, something around 40 or 50 watts. I want something that's going to reach up there. I might as well take advantage of the elevation, the tower, and everything else, and get the signal out far enough. So I have a lot of hunters that hunt here. I live in, and a lot of them get lost. I've been doing rescue operations for the better part of 25 years up there to get lost. People get injured. People get snowed in. You name it. It happens, and sometimes you got to jump on your snowmobile with it equipped with a radio system on it, and that's what I did. I put a radio system on my snowmobile.
And that's an awesome idea, and I thank you for your service in that department, because I know that can definitely be very much the case, and the GMRS definitely expands out very nicely for that reason, too. Over.
The only thing I wish they would do is include MURS, multi-use radio service. You let them get the wattages up there and do the same thing that we're doing with GMRS, so we can have a dual-band radio. As opposed to just a single-use radio. You know, that's what we do on amateur radio, and it works out very nicely. So hopefully the FCC gets smart and does that.
It's got to be advocated enough, and then it's got to be pushed out enough for that purpose, because I can definitely say I've started educating quite a few people after I learned about GMRS and its uses and how far I've been able to transmit with it. And I got a little DB20G radio that I'm transmitting on as my base station. It's awesome because of the cigarette lighter option, I just take it out of my garage, hook it up into my truck, and away I go, and all of a sudden I'm mobile now. And my next upgrade, I'm looking at either a 40 or a 50 watt, and then tentatively getting another set for the repeater. Over.
Roger. WRY-503. Boy, I got that screwed up.
Gotta laugh a little bit and chuckle, and for the purposes as well, WSAX 712, over.
That's why I don't like the call letters where they have to set up. It's repetitive. So when you're saying it, you're not sure if you said it already or if you're busy or driving or whatever. You have to figure out what you just said and start over. I don't know, WRYR503 is what I was trying to say, but I got, you know, tongue-tied.
All good, and I can let you be WSAX 712 standing by. Definitely go take your ham radio. I don't want to bust you up a little bit there. I'm in the garage. I was planning on being here for the day, but WSAX 712 standing by. Clear the net.
Okay, now, you take care, and I'll be in and out. I have the radio on. I plan on doing not much of anything today. So WRYR503, I'll be listening. WRXX 201, stand by. Hello.
Hello from Sunny Grand Blank, WSBW 983.
WSAX 712, hello from Westland to the Grand Blanc call sign. Hopefully it's a pleasant morning for you. I know it's a pleasant one over here.
Michigan.
WSAX 712 to the person inquiring from Roseville. Yes, I am able to hear you from Westland. This is WSAX 712. Over.
We thank you much over here from Roseville, Michigan. Thank you. Have a great day.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482 checking in. Good morning, people.
This is WSAX 712. Top of the morning to you as well.
WRXX 201, Roseville, just hooked up the second radio, was checking to make sure if it was working.
WRXX 712 to the Roseville radio, your second radio is coming in loud and clear.
We thank you very much. You guys all have a great day. WRCT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are monitoring the frequency.
WRN 40.
RN 640, WRCT 544.
I'll go with it. I think it's Bob, right?
Do that. You nailed it. All systems go here, brother. How about yourself?
Sorry about that. I didn't catch all that. I had to turn my volume up.
Yep. Just heading with me and my bicycle over the trail and I'm going to go riding with a couple friends.
Okay.
got a good day for it where you're at there. All systems go here, another beautiful day here in northern Michigan. So, living the dream, Roger.
Affirmative. Yeah, we got a nice day. Very few clouds. 67 degrees. I sound like an aircraft guy. 67 degrees. Visibility good. Significant breeze though, about 5-7 miles an hour. So that's good. That's I like that.
That sounds pretty close. We're looking at, what, 64 degrees here, maybe a high of 70 degrees. Another beautiful day. Well, brother, enjoy it. Hope you have a good day today. Take care. WRZP, Diapold. We'll see you later.
Yeah, take care, Bob. Signal's not working so good today, but I think there was a problem with the repeater. I thought I had heard. I should mention that. But, I know they're aware. WRMZ 640.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WRXX 201, monitoring.
WSAX M12, monitoring.
Good afternoon to you, Foley from Roseville.
Top of the morning to you as well. How are you today?
Got a big time net problem, but other than that, we're doing okay. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, I completely agree. Enjoying my cigars, smoking up some ribs, going to be tossing on the chicken legs and chicken wings in about 2-ish hours to complete my afternoon cook. And WSX M12 back on monitoring.
WRZP 544 coming to you live from the kayak on the Pigeon River. We're monitoring the frequency. Yeah, Bob, I hope you're having a good day. This is WRWR 357. Roger that, and right back at you there, brother. Yeah, after 60 days of recovery from surgery, yesterday was my first full, well, 2 days I'd been up and moving back to myself. So, yeah, spent the day out on Deer Lake yesterday with some great friends, great cookout, and then kayaking today. So all systems go, and I hope you and yours are well. Over. Well, that's good news, my friend, and yeah, all things going good here.
spent the day yesterday with a bunch of good friends in a cookout at the park playing volleyball and having a good time. And plan to spend the rest of this day with some family. And it's beautiful here. I imagine it's beautiful up there as well.
Can't take you any other way to spend it on a beautiful day like you say. And it is here. It's beautiful. We're going to get 70 degrees and plenty of sunshine. Very few clouds in the sky. But, yeah, what better way than to spend it with your family? Well, you and yours be safe and enjoy. Pleasure having you in my receipt. WRZP 544, floating down the Pigeon River.
Have a great time. Safe travels. WRWR 357.
WRYR 503 listening.
Sorry, say that again.
Go ahead and turn your Roger beep off if you're going to use the repeaters.
That's a repeater doing that. I don't have a Roger beep in this radio that I know of.
Oh, you do. Every time you unkey, it's a chirp chirp from your radio.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yep, so if you're going to use it on the repeater here, please remove, turn it off. Thank you. Have you already used it?
WSAX 712 monitoring.
Person that said I had a Roger beep. Are you still there?
Yep, and it's gone now, so thank you.
Yeah, I was unaware that this thing isn't having a Roger beep. I hate those things so much.
No, that's all right. That's why we let people know.
Appreciate it. You took me by surprise because I had one. I can't believe it when people use those stupid things. Anyways, does this radio sound good for 15 watts?
WRZP 54, Boise County, Bob, sir, to 51. Yes, that thing sounds crystal clear.
Westland, I'm picking you up loud and clear, WSDS 386.
Roger, WRYR 503, I have to remember that, that's hard to remember.
I took a label maker's printer and put it on the back of my radios, WRZD 544. Enjoy your day there, sir.
Yeah, I know. Oh, forget my amateur call sign. It's pretty easy because I made it myself. NA to JWB. My initials was NA in front of it.
Okay. to that. I'm laughing at myself. I can't remember my password and my bank, but I'll tell you what, I remember the phone number I grew up with. So enjoy your day, and great hearing you on the band. WRGT 544, clear the network.
If it's numbers, I'm good with it. The phone number, when I was 5 years old, I'm 70 now, or just about 70. And I can remember that phone number clear as day. But passwords, I have no problems with, because I usually use a lot of digits in my passwords. So I've got 16-digit passcodes that I can remember.
I've let Norton take over and use that password manager, and it's been treating me right. So it's all good. WRGT 544.
I was once at a Christmas party function. The CEOs were there, and one of them come up and said hi to me, and he remembered me. I just couldn't remember his name. He said, "You can't remember my name, can you?" I said, "No." I said, "But I know your phone number and your cell phone number," and I rattled them both off. He goes, "Well, that's pretty good."
How that works. Like yourself, I just turned 65 last year. I took a course there in the Army once and said if you use somebody's name four times when you first meet them, that usually seals the deal. Oh, I tried it. It didn't work. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, repetition does help, but the best way to do it is to write the name down and say it as you're writing it down, and then spell it out like Joe, J-O-E. And if you do it that way, visually, audibly, try to remember it through repetition. You remember it a lot better and faster.
You sound like my counselor in the case. I'll try that and I'll pass it along here. All right, sir. I got to get to paddling. WRCT 544. You enjoy your day and let's do it again.
And likewise, you have a good day. November. I almost screwed up with my call, my amateur call. WRYR 503 before I get myself in trouble.
WSBQ 996 monitoring.
WSCS 550 monitoring. WSCS 550 monitoring.
WSVM 993 monitoring.
WRTF 910 is monitoring.
WSAG-266. Portable.
WSCS 386 monitoring.
Station out there, 983, WIUG, 88, copy. WIUG, 88, clear.
WSBN 267. WSBN 267. WSCS 550 monitoring.
Afternoon, 550, WRCP 544, Sheboygan County.
Good day to you. I'm calling from Millington, Michigan. How are you?
Any better, it'd probably be illegal. All systems go up here. Another beautiful day in northern Michigan.
Not too bad in the thumb either. Nice and beautiful. It's sunny. No clouds, no rain. Just the right temperature.
Roger that. Yeah, it's 70 degrees here today, another beautiful northern Michigan day. So we hope you had a great Labor Day and hope you're enjoying what time you have there. Enjoy, be safe. WRCP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir.
WRVV 525.
Roger, clear WS 249.
WSCS 386, hey Jack, are you out there?
Whiskey Romeo Papa Sierra 211, mobile and monitoring, Flint, Michigan.
Loud and clear, 211.
Roger that. WRPS 211, clear. WRPS 211 in Michigan. Where's that? Where's everybody from tonight?
Bay County.
Not sure how it is your way, but down here in Fenton, it's a beautiful day. Perfect weather. Perfect day.
I would agree. Same thing up here.
WSBF 993 monitoring.
Thank you.
WSBQ 656, looking for a radio check.
WRZP 54, Bob here in Sheboygan County, sir. Have you loud and clear, over.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. I haven't talked to you in a while. I haven't had a chance to mess around with the radios for a while, but I got a minute. I want to keep going.
Roger that. Once you get bit by that bug, yeah, I fully can relate and understand that. So hopefully you're doing well, and you had a great and safe Labor Day, Roger.
Yes, it was pretty good, Bob. I hope you and your loved ones had a great Labor Day weekend, country of ours, and we got to just do what we got to do to keep this country great again.
After that, we did. We spent it with a wonderful organization, Mission 6. They provide service dogs for disabled veterans. I'm a disabled veteran myself, so we had a great Labor Day raising money for them folks, and did a little bit of kayaking this morning. So, yes, life is good, brother, and all systems go here. So the best to you and your family. Be safe, and we'll talk again, I'm sure.
Thanks, Sheboygan Bob. Really appreciate it. Appreciate your service you did for our country. And God bless you for helping out all the wounded vets. We try and do as much of that as we can downstate here in Shelby Township ourselves. God bless. This is WSBQ 656 out.
Do that, 656. I appreciate the kind words. And let's make America great. That's all I'm going to say, brother. No politics. WRZP 544. We'll be monitoring for you. Take care of them.
WSDN 267.
you ain't got a license, get off the radio.
WSDL 938 monitoring. A lot of static. Copy. WSDL 938 going quick.
WRFX201 monitoring.
WSDY 438 on the band. WSDY 438 on the band.
WRXX 201.